The Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost. The Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost. A lot of the opponents of Christianity point to the title Son of Man and say, see, there you go, Jesus wasn't the Son of God at all. He was the Son of Man. He's just like you and me, a Son of Man. That title, not got time to look at it now, but if you go back into the book of Daniel, is a title for a man who appears as God. So it is a divine title. No objection to how Christians have used the title Son of God and Son of Man in hymns and things like that. You'll have heard the hymns. Jesus, Son of God and Son of Man, to emphasize the truth that Jesus is truly God and truly human. But the title Son of Man is a divine title. It is a title that belongs to somebody who is God. And anyway, only God can save, because there's only one Savior, God says in Isaiah, I am the Lord, there is no other, and apart from me there is no Savior. Over and over again, God says that in the Old Testament. So the Son of Man came to seek. The Son of Man came to seek. Luke's Gospel is full of images of God coming to seek us. It's commonly said, isn't it? Oh, man's searching for God. It's just they don't know how to look for it. First of all, that's wrong. Man isn't searching for God. Man is searching for fulfillment, happiness, and joy, which can only ultimately be found in God, but they're running away from God. That's why the Son of Man has to come to seek us. You know, the parable a few chapters earlier of the lost sheep. One of the sheep gets lost. And as the song says, he recklessly leaves the 99 to go and find the one sheep. That's the love of Christ. That's the love of God. That he says, that's my sheep. I'm going to find it. Even if it kills me. Even if I have to die a bloody battered mess on a cross, I'm going to find that sheep. And Jesus did that. And he didn't just do it in theory. He didn't just live the perfect life and die the death that we deserve to die and then sit back and wait. He sought us out by the Holy Spirit, drew us to himself, and he saved us. He saved us because we owe God two debts. We owe him perfect obedience, because God is completely perfect, just, and holy. And we owe him payment for our sins. And Jesus Christ paid both of them. He lived the perfect life and died the death we deserve to die. And on the cross, he was struck with the wrath of God for our sins. We worship at your feet where wrath and mercy meet. That's what happened at the cross. Heaven's peace and perfect justice kissed a guilty world in love. That's what the Lord Jesus Christ, who is the Son of Man, came to do. He came to seek. He did it in his life. He sought us out. And he sought the people out who he would save in his lifetime, who would ultimately lead to us today. And he actually saved them. The lost. Those who were separated from God, and as Paul says quite graphically in Ephesians 2, without God, without hope, dead in trespasses and sins. Without the covenant, without the promises, lost. Hopelessly lost. And God didn't just sit on his hands and say, well, it was a good run. He came down to earth from heaven, who is God and Lord of all. His name is the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus, why? Because he will save his people from their sins. That's what's in a name from the famous play. What does a name mean? Well, Jesus means everything. It means you can be saved. You can have your sins forgiven. You can stand right before God, not just a pardoned criminal, but innocent, because you're clothed in Christ. And then better than that, you become a child of God. You're adopted into his family, because as Christ is the Son of God, so now you are. United with him, delighted in, rejoiced over, and an eternal home in heaven for you, where Christ is. Will you take Christ as your Saviour today? Jesus saves. Will he save you? Will you call out to him? There's more grace in Christ than there is sin in us. He's ready, willing, more than able to save to the uttermost. Will you call on him? Lord, have mercy on me, a sinner. However you want to say it, there's no formula. It's what's from here in the heart. I can't remember what I said when I became a Christian. I just knelt down and said, Lord Jesus Christ, and I carried on praying. I can't remember anything. I just felt like a flood of waterfall coming all over me. Doesn't matter. What matters is he saves. That's what he came to do. That's what he does, and that's what he'll keep doing until that glorious day when he comes in glory with justice and righteousness to install his kingdom. Will you take him as your Saviour today? Will you submit to him as Lord and walk with him and with his church as the family of God, the pilgrims on the road, till that day when all will be right? For he, the Son of Man, came to seek and to save the lost. Glory to his name. Amen.
Amen.